In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. So here is a statistic from the Urban Institute that caught our attention. Since the Great Recession, one in five Americans has become asset poor. That means if you take everything they own and you add up the value, it would be less than $6,000. Well, in Portland, one nonprofit is looking to combat asset poverty. The organization is taking one of the pillars of Western capitalism, the strip mall, and turning its ownership into a social project. Oregon Public Broadcasting's John Sepulveda reports.
Don Luthy wants to invest, but she's got barriers. She just lost her house to foreclosure. Her credit's bad. She was injured on the job. And right now, Luthy works at an apartment complex where the landlord pays her in housing. Still, she's seen a couple investment advisors.
You know, they say, yeah, $5,000, $10,000 to invest. I don't have that kind of money.
Enter Plaza 122. It's a strip mall, a three-sided strip mall with a parking lot in the middle. Names like Allstate, Hair Salon, and Chimney Repair are painted on the small store windows. Of course, there are some who see something much bigger than the run-of-the-mill strip mall.
This, in my mind, is where Marx meets Milton Friedman. You know, it's making the market work for everybody.
John Haynes is the executive director of Mercy Corps Northwest, a humanitarian nonprofit. And essentially, this strip mall is his vision. One of Haynes's big priorities at Mercy Corps is to alleviate asset poverty, i.e. find ways for people who normally don't invest to invest. So Haynes pulled a team together and started talking to people in the community.
We asked them, do you invest? Would you want to invest? What kind of investments would you be interested if you did?
The answer? Real estate. Mercy Corps Northwest bought the strip mall for $1.2 million and set up a real estate investment trust. That's a complicated financial tool utilized by mega investors. But Haynes says anyone in the neighborhood can buy a piece of it, including renters, people with bad credit, anyone.
If a grandmother, a couple lives down the street and has been here since the building was built in 1962, they can be an investor as well.
Here's how it would work. Investors would take a financial class, then put in 10, 20, or 100 bucks a month. Time goes by, appreciation goes up, strip mall tenants pay their rent, and voila, the investors get a dividend. And while it's small money in investment circles, Haynes says it could be a big deal for people seeking financial security. In this neighborhood, about two-thirds of people rent their homes. Noella Nettesel is a professor of economics at Reed College in Portland, and she's helping oversee the project.
I think this is taking what's great about markets and investments and making it available to people who otherwise face barriers.
But Nettesel says it's not really Marxist. After all, people putting money in aren't guaranteed a return, although she adds that this program is not really about big returns.
Do they break that cycle of poverty? What benefits do we see to their children and grandchildren? So it's a long-term investment, helping people get onto a better trajectory.
But here's the $1.2 million question. Will people actually buy into it? Don Luthy, who works at that neighborhood apartment complex, says she would.
And I love the idea on people who, like me, who are not in a position to go out and put money in places to invest.
Luthy says she's going to invest 10 bucks a month and she's going to tell her neighbors to do the same thing. And that's exactly what John Haynes wants to hear. The guy behind the project says if it's successful, he'll take it nationwide. In Portland, Oregon, I'm John Sepulveda for Marketplace.